Hey guys, hello, Kamis is here, another podcast, this time again on the subject financial freedom. We talked about this in the past episodes like zero waste. In this podcast, we're gonna talk about life and work, and of course being frugal. I will give you guys some ideas about frugality or being spendthrift. Of course, even the people who are spendthrift don't like to be a spendthrift. Maybe they don't even know that they are losing lots of money. So in this case, we will talk a little bit about this subject to be somehow acquainted with it. So at first, let's talk about jobs. I don't know about you guys, but I remember my previous jobs vividly, where some of my bosses were total jerks. I had a boss which I worked for him about 2 weeks, and at the end he gave me 1 week's salary. I had a boss which I worked for him about 2.5 months and didn't give me any money. So after listening to the lesson, I found out, yeah, AJ is right. So I was wasting my time and energy for the people who don't care about me, and of course I wouldn't have much of money too. Because on those days I remember that I get sick and I lost lots of weight, because mostly I didn't have enough money to take a taxi or bus or something like that. I had a long commute to walk, about maybe 1 hour and 40 minutes of walking. I remember that time because I would listen to the Power English about 2 or 3 times when I was walking to work and come back home. You know, I used lots of dead time on those days. So yeah, I was suffering somehow, and something deep in my heart was telling me, dude, what are you doing? Because as you go deeper in your job, getting out of it is gonna be difficult. For example, my last job as an accountant, after 1 month I said, okay, I spend 1 month, and if I go and give up, I waste the 1 month period which I spend here. After 2 months I would say, wow, I spent 2 months and it's bad if I give up on this. And after 2.5 months I said, damn, each day I'm adding to this job, it's getting harder to get out of here. So I took my decision and I gave up on accounting, which was a great choice so far. By the way, so in this podcast, the first question I like to ask from you guys is, are you working in a job which is so suffering and still the money isn't good? Because I know lots of people that they're working, for example, 12 hours a day to earn more money to buy the stuff they want in their life. And actually, when I watch them, I don't think that they're so happy about their job, and somehow they're a wage slave, we can call. Just by reviewing the zero waste strategy, we can find that we don't need this amount of work to have a good life. Because lots of our expenses are wasteful and we don't need them. So how do we find that we are wasting money or earning it for a good life? Maybe you guys remember from zero waste that we have a couple of different expenditures. The first ones are the best ones, we can call. What are the best expenditures? The money we spend, and it's an investment. For example, you buy some stocks for $10 and next year is gonna give you $15 back, which has $5 income for you. Of course, in Iran we have lots of problems with buying stocks, so it's better not to spend your money on stocks here. But still, you can spend your money on different investing systems like real estate, business, or maybe insurance or so on. And of course, it's not just about earning more money, because we are spending our life energy to earn money. So if the money gives back some of your energy, it's gonna be an investment. For example, if you spend some of your money to go to the gym, it's a life investment and it's a great expenditure. Or maybe buying healthy food or so on. So these are the best expenditures. The second ones are good expenditures. The good ones don't give you much back, but still, they're useful. For example, you buy a jacket that works for you for lots of years. It's a good expenditure that you took. And the last ones are the bad expenditures. These expenses are a total waste of money because they don't give you much back and it's harmful for your body and your life. For example, junk food or buying things that you won't use. And in brief, any luxury is a total waste of money because luxuries won't give you much joy. You know, for example, you buy some smartphone about 2 million 2 months and you feel great. Wow, I bought this amazing smartphone. And after 1 or 2 months, you won't enjoy it like the first day you bought it, right? So it's a big, huge waste of money. So by classifying your expenditures, you can control your expenses and work much, much less and have more freedom. You can use your freedom to learn things and in the future expand your business or promote at your jobs. So freedom is very important and we can have it by being enough frugal. Okay, it's done. If you want to know more, go and look at the lesson Money or Life in VIP Lessons in ZabanShinas application. See you guys later. Have a great, great time. Goodbye.